This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
And thank you all for listening to WRFL Lexington 88.1 FM. This is Eric Weber, and I am here with you just for a few more minutes. We have, well, I guess until 4 o'clock. And I told you today, if you've been listening since 2 o'clock when I got here, we've had a bit of a special day where we began with a breadcrumb episode that was following on the heels from a past episode with Greg Sadler. He was talking about the modern Stoicism movement, and we talk a lot about Stoicism and on this show on Philosophy Baked Bread. And so we just had a follow-up with Greg. And then we aired the full episode, episode number 40, with Larry Hickman, in which he was talking about democracy, education, and the United States today and some of the serious predicaments we find ourselves in. I told you we had two breadcrumb episodes following that one with Dr. Hickman, which is why we started with the one with Sadler. We didn't want to get our breadcrumb episodes all mixed up, and so we did his first and then just had Larry afterwards. And so you have just heard, if you've been listening live on the air, you've heard episode 39, which was that breadcrumb. 40 was Dr. Hickman's full episode. 41 was the breadcrumb episode on the meaning of life and what Dr. Hickman thinks the answer to that question is. If you just missed it, you're going to have to wait a little while until it comes out in the podcast release, which won't be terribly long now. We don't have much of a backlog anymore on the show to get the episodes out. They'll be coming out within the next week or two. That said, you will have to wait to hear what he had to say if you didn't just catch it. But we have episode 42, which is another short little breadcrumb. This one's a little bit longer. It's about 8.5 minutes, in which we are talking with Larry Hickman one more time about a caller's voicemail. We got a call from Jason Foltz. If you're listening, Jason, we are talking to you, and thank you so much for your fantastic voicemail that you left us, I must admit, quite a while ago. We just had trouble getting around to finding a time to do the breadcrumb recording, and when we had Larry on, and Larry had lived in Texas, you know, and Jason's question is about state stigma and how people sort of think little of Kentucky sometimes. Right. Well, Larry had lived in Texas for many years. Anthony, my co-host, comes from Alabama, and I lived in Mississippi for many years. So we all three of us knew quite a lot about what it means to have sort of people berate and offer low expectations about a state. Well, so Jason, a while back, gave us a really fantastic voicemail that you're going to hear in this breadcrumb episode number 42, breadcrumb number 9. Without further ado, here is the last thing I've got to play for you from Philosophy Baked Bread, again, 8.5 minutes long. I hope you enjoy. Without further ado, here it is. Welcome, everyone, to a special short edition of Philosophy Baked Bread, which we call a breadcrumb.
Crumble, crumble. Philosophy Baked Bread is a production of the Society of Philosophers in America, a.k.a. SOFIA. In our breadcrumb episodes, you get a little snippets from past episodes or more substantive responses to our feedback that we have received on Twitter, which is at PhilosophyBB, which always stands for Philosophy Baked Bread. You can get us at Facebook at Philosophy Baked Bread or by email at philosophybakedbread@gmail.com.
That's right. In today's episode, we are very fortunate again to be talking with Dr. Larry Hickman, who spoke with us in a full episode, episode 40, and we were talking about John Dewey, democracy and education in America. Well, over time, we've gotten a number of different kind of messages from people. In particular, we got one voicemail from Jason Foltz, and this isn't very directly on what Larry was talking about in that episode, but we had him here, and he's from Texas. I've lived in Mississippi, and Anthony's lived in Alabama. And Jason was asking about states that have negative stigma about them, right? And so actually the three of us thought it would be fun to make a little breadcrumb recording responding to Jason's question that he had for us. So I'm going to go ahead and play you that, and then I'll ask Larry what he thinks about Jason's questions. And then Anthony, Larry, and I will discuss it a little further, and that'll be it. So thank you for being with us again, Larry.
Good to be here.
Yeah, welcome back.
Here's Jason's voicemail.
Hi, this is Jason Foltz. I'm a listener to the radio station, and I was listening to your show, Philosophy Bakes Bread, and I have a question that maybe you guys could answer. Kentucky has always been known as like a redneck state. Yeah, a lot of people around the country even still make fun of the state. They wonder if we have running water, things like that. But with celebrities like George Clooney and Jennifer Lawrence and Johnny Depp, it proves that we have celebrities that come out and even have great success in Hollywood. My question to you guys is, why do we still have that social stigma for what Kentucky is? Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you so much for your question, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, what do you think, Larry?
Well, I think that across the United States, there are regions that need to look at other regions and say, well, we're better than them. Being a native of Texas, I can tell you that that was a problem in Texas for many years and still is to a certain extent, that a lot of people look down on Texans as a kind of a stereotypical, loud, unvarnished, unpolished, and it's a stereotype that's been promoted in the movies. And so how do you get rid of that? Well, I think one of the things that Texas has done is to increase its emphasis for many years, although that's in decline right now, increase its emphasis for many years on education, K through 12 and higher education. I mentioned in an earlier episode that the charter of the University of Texas says that, you know, that it will be a university of the highest caliber, highest order. So educational facilities, educational opportunities, that's one thing that people can't deny, first-class education opportunities. But I think there's an extent to which, well, I taught at Texas A&M for almost 20 years, and one of the ways that the Texas Aggies overcame some of that kind of deprecation on the parts of others was through self-reflexive jokes. And so there were entire books, many volumes of Aggie jokes being sold in the bookstores. So the bookstores, some of the best ones I ever heard were in the faculty senate. So not taking oneself seriously and joining in a kind of self-deprecating humor, I think, diffuses a lot of the put-downs that one would find elsewhere. The third thing, I think, is the citizens, citizens of any state need to be proud of what they can be proud of and then try to fix what seems to be lacking. And there are, of course, efforts in Kentucky to do that, as there are in other states as well. And when the people who are voters, the people who are participants in civic life, determine that they want to do that, then it's going to happen. I live 40 miles, maybe 45 miles from Paducah, Kentucky, and I know that there's an emphasis there on the arts. And the historical district has an art theater, and there's an emphasis on culture. And I can say that that's a wonderful spot that people in Kentucky can be proud of.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you, Larry. Anthony, do you want to add anything about how to feel better about Alabama?
Well, we have a saying in Alabama, thank God for Mississippi.
They say that too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, for what it's worth, when I was living in Mississippi, you know, the interesting thing was that that these kinds of stereotypes offer moments for surprise where people don't expect much of you, and then turns out you're really smart, right? And in fact, you can be very impressive to people who didn't expect much of you, right? And so people tend to stand out a lot in places like Washington, D.C. There's actually a Mississippi mafia there where people are sort of all over the place running Washington, D.C. That's what they call it, the Mississippi Mafia, where, you know, these kids are excelling and they're very smart and bright and people don't expect them to be so smart. And it turns out, wow, that they are. Right. So these things can cut both ways. But listen, thank you so much, Larry, for joining us one more time. And thank you, everybody, for your questions.
Now, let me say, Eric, if you've got the time, that sure. A part of that, I mean, I know that you've written about leadership and higher education and leadership in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You've got a book on that subject. And I think a part of that also is the great strides that the University of Mississippi has made over the years in terms of overcoming some of the negative images and, in fact, some of the negative reality that was in effect in decades gone by. And that's a really good place to start in selling the benefits of your state.
That's exactly right.
I'm gonna have one thing on myself. Larry said, you know, about having pride in your state and then also being willing to fix what needs to be fixed. And I think this is great advice, but you have to balance out. So, for instance, in Alabama, everyone's very proud to be from Alabama. It's a common thing. But sometimes that pride actually gets in the way of fixing things that might need to
be fixed. Well, Texas is a good example of that, too, believe me.
Good point.
Yeah. I bet. Yes.
Good point.
I don't know anyone from Texas who's not proud to be from Texas.
Don't let your pride blind you to those things that need to be improved in your state. I think that's a good final takeaway lesson. Thank you both. And thank you very much to Jason Foltz.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. All right. Well, I hope everyone has enjoyed this little breadcrumb.
Indeed. Remember that you can call us and leave a short recorded message with a question or a comment that we may be able to play on the show, as we just did, at 859-257-1849. That's 859-257-1849. You can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook, and by email. For any of that information, again, visit philosophybakesbread.com.
This has been Anthony Cascio and Eric Weber, along with Dr. Larry Hickman. Thank you again for joining us, Larry.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You've been listening to Philosophy Bakes Bread, food for thought about life and leadership.
If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.